Okay, today is Daf Mem Aleph. We're on the second line of Daf Mem Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Lila Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. That's Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen, Avrumi's father, and Shama Shadav and Aliyah. And today is the Friday of Parshas Chukas, which was a day generally. It is a holiday today. We're thankful for the country that we live in. However, it was a day that was associated with Tsar, and today is the day that 24 wagon loads of Gemaras and Sefarim were burned in the town square in Paris. Can't even fathom what that is without printing. It's not normal to fathom what was lost in that day. And Rabbeinu Yonah said it was because they mistreated the Rambam. So we'll have some Rambam today, we'll have some Rabbeinu Yonah today, and we'll try to learn Torah, and just sometimes take just to pause and to realize what we went through, it's always worthwhile. Okay, here we go. Now, we said in the Mishnah, V'korei Achrimos V'ach Ba'asar. They would read Parashat Achrimos, which deals about Yom Kippur, and Parashat Emor, which deals about Yom Kippur. They're not near each other. Right? So the Gemara says, Vermini, wait a minute. How could you read Parshas Achrimos and Parshas Emor? The Mishnah says in Megillah, Medalgin b'Navi, you can skip around in Navi, but Ve'ein Medalgin b'Torah, but you can't skip in the Torah. So Amar Abaya says, no, you know what it means? Lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Kan b'chdei she'yifso kamaturgamin. You're allowed to skip if when the time you get to the new spot, the maturgamin's still going. The guy who translated the Torah into Aramaic. If he's still being Metargame, then you can skip around because there's no downside. The only problem was we don't want it to be a Tikkur for the Tibor. But anyway, he's being Metargame. So if you can get to the new spot before he finishes being Metargame, that's okay. And Khan, because they show you through a Metargame. But if you can't get that, you want to go from Bereshit to Zosa Bracha, you can't do that while I'm being Metargame one Pasuk. That's a problem. But to go for a few columns from Achrimos to Emor, it's not a problem. Right, beat the clock, exactly. So Gemara says, wait a... Well, like on a tiny seabor. I believe that's the only place Bismanazeh where we skip. Am I wrong? I think it's the only place by tiny seabor. Right. Today. Because even we don't have a base English today, so we don't do this at the base. We don't lay these two places in the Torah. But yeah, I believe it's the only place. And it's really like one column over. Or it's even the same column, right? It's not so far away. It's far away. It's close enough that you wouldn't have had to be worried about the Metargim being finished and having the Olam sitting there waiting. So the Gemara says, "Wait, Valakatani. Wait a minute." But it says a Beferish in the Mishnah over there. Medalgin b'Navi ve'e Medalgin b'Torah. You can't skip in Navi, but you can skip in Torah. The Ad Kama Medalgin. How much can you skip? So the Gemara says, "Ad Kedeshal Yafsek Amaturgamin." As long as the Amaturgamin doesn't have to wait, there would even be Metargim Navi. Which might even be more necessary. Navi was more difficult. So, Mechlal, the Torah, Klal, Lo. Can't be Metargim in Torah at all. Right? I'm sorry, you can't skip in Torah at all. So, Turi Evan asked, what was Abayat Havamina? Abayat Mefarish Mishnah. What was Abayat thinking? So, Turi Evan says, when it says Ad Kama Medalgin, it meant on the Torah. Right? And it's okay as long as, that's how I read the Mishnah, it's okay at how much can you skip in the Torah when you're allowed to skip? That's what Abayah is thinking. The problem with that is, it should have written in the negative. And right? Because in the Torah, really, you can't skip. So, that's how, but Abayah is going to reject that because Abayah came around and that's far as really difficult. Ella Amar Abayah, Lo Kasha. Kan b'inyan echad, kan b'shnei inyanim. Depends. If you're skipping to one inyan, that's okay, as long as it's within the time of the Metargim. But if it's with another inyan, even if it's within the time of the Metargim, you still can't do that. So for whatever reason, you want to lay in two parshas from left field, even if they're one parsha next to each other. Can't skip to that. That's what... So here, you're going from Achrimos, which is about Yom Kippur, to Emor, which is about Yom Kippur. It's one inyan, and it's close by, so you have both factors. Oh, so what's the deal if it's one inyan? What's the deal if it's one inyan? So Rashi says, "Medalgin b'Torah could go masdisim de'tarvayot binyana de'yom kippur b'nenu hilchach medalgin b'teichlo yishal yivsog it shouldn't be a hefsek. Well, brightly the time that feel about chtei shalom. We're talking about emadalgin. That's b'shnei inyanim. That's talking at two different topics. Shezeb in yom kippurim, v'zeb b'tzavis aron o parsha acheres. She'ein halev shehu nimshach achar inyan echad b'maher latzeis mimenu l'shma ulahav and divrei inyan acher. You're interested in listening to one topic. Your lev can't so quickly go and listen to another topic. Hilkach, Torah shah mitzvos tuluyos bo, the Torah, which is, the mitzvos are in there, mashmi and oso letzibur, upasak echad shalo yavin bo, hu shashichacho, vavrola venimus kayo bachur valkach, right, it's going to be terrible if you don't know what's flying in the Torah. Lakach, ein medalgin me'in l'inyin, vafilu ein ha-maturgin mafzik, even if the maturgin's not going to be done. Because the Torah is very important. We can't have shortcuts in the Torah. So therefore, the only time we'll skip is if it's one inyan. Asks the Darkei David, wait a minute, isn't every parsha more than one inyan? Why are we worried every week? We get up and we lay in the parsha and we lay in about Egla Rufa and about Shotrim and all things from all nothing to do with each other. No one has a problem there. It's only because we're going to skip. And if you don't skip, you also have the same problem. It's more than one in you. The leaf can't handle it. Rashi says it. Right? No, not a good question? Fine. So we're making such a big deal about the fact that Rashi says it. It's long Rashi that the issue is the leaf. That the leaf has a problem being able to grasp two and yonim out of left field. And the skipping hurts, or the skipping hurts. But, so every week we have the lathe can't handle it. So, two answers. First of all, it's still a bazillion to skip psukim. What are we skipping psukim for? That's one. And two, which is maybe what you really wanted to say, was there's an Indian called smuchim. So there's a rhyme to the Torah. There's a reason why the psukim are next to each other. That's part of Kriyas HaTorah. What's this doing next to each other? Why is Chukas next to Korach? And why is the death of Miriam next to the Meraglim? Right? It's two different in Yonim. No, there's a reason for it. That's part of Torah. But, that's why it's okay. The lave can't handle it. No, the lave is supposed to figure it out. You want to skip around in the Torah? So first of all, it's a bizarre. Second of all, that's not smuchin. It's not smuchin. People turn off. Right? And that's what Rashi says. The lave can't handle it. Okay, next. V'hatanya, and we have a braitha to support this distinction. The medalgin b'navi b'inyan echad, medalgin b'torah b'inyan echad, in what the Torah will skip within one inyan, u'b'navi b'shnein, and another two inyanim. V'kan, but in both, b'chdei shol yivsok ha-torgim, as long as the metargim is not done. V'ein medalgin b'navi l'navi, you can't skip from one navi to another navi. Navi, you skip around a lot. Oh, 1 minute. U'b'navi shol shnei masar, medalgin in treyasa we can skip around ubalvad shlo because it's considered really one safer ubalvad shlo yedaleg misofa safer l'tchilasa, but you can't go totally backwards from the end to the beginning. A lot of lumps on that. We'll leave it at that. I don't know if I'm not such a haftorah man. Do we ever skip around from one navi to another navi in haftorah? It's treyasa. I don't know. I'm not such a haftorah man. Moish, what do you say? Do I have to treyasa? I don't know. Do we? Look, on Pesach we skip around in Yehoshua. I know that. On one of the days of Pesach we skip around in Yehoshua a lot. I'm not such a Navi man, so I'm not such a Torah man. I don't know if we have a violence rule. I don't know. Like, is this a Gemara rule or we hold it from today? I don't know. Next, the kol is a Torah of Menicha Becheiko. So he took the Torah, and then they also leaned from somewhere in Parashas Pinchas about Yom Kippur, but that they didn't want to roll. So what they do? So the Kohen read up al peh, but he said, don't worry, there's more written here. Here I go. I'm going to start laning by heart. So, v'kol kach lama, why do you have to say all that introduction? Shelo lahotzi laz al sefer Torah. No, nobody should think this is a pasul sefer Torah. Or the sefer Torah doesn't include Parshas Pinchas. So he gave us hakdam. No, it includes it. Next. Uba'asar shevachumash ha-pekudim kor al peh. Right, like we just said. Well, what's in pekudim, what's in Parshas Pinchas, they would lay by heart. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, it's over lichluchel sefer v'likre, so why don't you roll it to Parshas Pinchas and read it? We just said, right? So the Tosfos HaRosh says, one second, Tosfos HaRosh, Thus the Rush says, here, the break from Emor to Pinchas is so long, that it's going to be like a wake-up. Hey, why are we waiting so long? So like, when it's not so long, it's a tircha. But when it's, well, the Gemara's going to say in a second, Amar of Huna, Amar of Huna bar Yehuda, Amar of Shesh, Lefisha ain't golin Sefer Torah b'tzibur. We don't roll the Sefer Torah b'rabim. Why not? Tircha t'tzibura. That's a different reason than what we said before. We said before, the reason is because the leiv can't be mamshech. That's what Rashi said. Now we're saying a different thing. Now we're saying it's a tircha. What do you need the second reason for? Because since the break is so long, there's not going to be a problem with leiv being mamshech. What's taking so long? Waiting so long for another inyan? No, so long? Yes? No, maybe if you want to say it's different, it's karbanos. Maybe you could say it's a different inyan. Achim Moses the Avoda, yeah, it's difficult. Like, it's a good question. We just said we don't do that. But now we're saying a different reason. Now we're saying, Tircha de Tzibura. We don't want to make the Tzibur, right? We know how the Tzibur is. If we have to roll three columns, there's a revolt. So we know that. So, but, that's the Tircha de Tzibura reason. It's not a reason of leiv. So for the reason of leiv, people can get their bearings because it's such a long break, but it's a big Tircha, so we don't allow it. So Gemara says, V'leiv Torah Achmin, we should bring another Torah. We bring two Torahs. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna by Yehuda Amar Mishum Pegal Moshal Rishon. So people are going to think the first one's no good. People are going to think the first one's no good. Now, Rishon Ben Lakish Omar, he doesn't like that reason. People are going to think the first one's no good. We'll see what he holds. He says, Amar Lafisha Ein Mavarach and Bracha She'ein Otzmicha. No, you're going to force the Kohen Gadol to make another Bracha. We don't need that Bracha. It's a Bracha She'ein Otzmicha. That's considered a problem. We try not to do that. If possible. So therefore, we'll say it by heart. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Umi chayshin lepagama? Are we choshish for a pagam? Bad v'amar v'itlok nafcha Rosh Chodesh Teves shechalios b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, maybe shalosh toros. We bring three Torahs. V'korei achas minyan ha-shoyom. One is Parshas Miket, let's say. V'achas shal Rosh Chodesh. And one's Rosh Chodesh leaning. V'achas b'shal Chanukah. And the third one's of Chanukah. So what do you mean we don't bring out more than one Torah because of a pagam? People are going to think the first one's no good. On Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, we bring out three. Right? So the Achronim ask, why didn't we bring a kasha from two? On Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Stam, we bring two. What? What? No, so, no. We'll have longest about it in a second. So the Yavit says, because the Gemara wanted to ask a question from a memra, a brisa, a mishnah, a memra. This is the only, there's no place in Shas where it talks about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Taking out two. The only memra we have is on three. I mean, Sfarah, we take out two, but the memra is much better than a Sfarah. That's what the Yavit says. Now the Shailas Yavit, which is Rjolti, or Shailas Yavit, he has a lumdus. He says as follows, he says, listen to this. He says, from two Torahs, it's not a raya that the first one is no good. Why? Because we're bringing out two, so that while we're laning from the... why are we bringing out two? Because we don't want to waste time. It's not a riot, like you said. It's not a riot that the first one's no good. It's just we want to save time. So I'll bring out a second one. So why bring out three? If you need three, while you're laning two, while you're laning Sefer Torah number two, you can roll Sefer Torah number one. So what are you bringing out three for? That's why the kasha is asked from three. So the Gemara answers, Tlasa Gavre, but Tlasa Sifri, like a pagama. Nah, to call up three people, that's not, the first Torah doesn't have three, it has six. To call up people by each Torah, everyone's going to realize it's not a pagam. It's because of different Indians. It's Rosh Chodesh, it's Chanukah, such a long davening, right? Everyone's going to realize that. But, Chad Gavre, the same Kohen Gadol, betray Sifri with two Torahs, Ikka pagama, that's going to be a pagama. That's why we don't do it. So what do? We read it by heart. We can't roll because it's a tircha. We can't, we have no choice, we have no option. We can't bring another one, we can't do glila. What do? We do it by heart. We said that yesterday. Yeah. I don't remember the answer.
How do you think that when they're rolling one,
No, so on Shabbos Chanukah, why do you have to bring out three? Take out two. Lane one, yeah. Lane two. While you're laning two, you'll roll one, go outside, and roll one. What are you taking out three for?
Yeah, but then how does that person, just like you said, that you don't continue,
No, you don't. We don't roll while everyone's sitting around. That we don't do.
I'm saying, because that person will not be able to concentrate on the lane at that time.
Why not?
He's outside.
What do you mean? You never go outside during davening and see what's going on out there? It's a whole different world. So?
Well, I'm saying the guy that's out there, you're saying while he's laning, yeah. They go roll out there, right?
Right. While he's laning Sefer Torah number two, they're going to quietly go out with Sefer Torah number one, go to a room. What? Oh, that's the kasha, because he doesn't have to hear the laning. Okay. You can get around that question. But if he would daven hashkama? No, seriously. You can get around that question. Right? Okay. Next. If you have one Torah, you have to roll. You have no choice. We're not going to say on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, since it's only one Torah, we're not going to lame Rosh Chodesh because it's a Tirchat HaTzibur. We will not say that. You're right. Umavarach Aleh Shemona Brachas. We had eight Brachas. Tan Rabbanan. What are the eight Brachas? Umavarach Aleh Ala Torah, Kederach and Umavarach Aleh Beis HaKnesses. That's the same Bracha on the Torah that we say in Shul. Val Avoda, Val Hodah, Val Achilles Avon, Kisiknon, Val Amikdash Bifnei Atzvon, Val Kahana Bifnei Atzvon, Val Yisrael Bifnei Atzvon, Val Yishulayim Bifnei Atzvon. Fine, all these different Brachas. Vashar B'Tfilah, and then we said there's davening over there. Tan Rabbanan, Hashar Tfilah, Techina, Rina, Bakasha, Sha'amcha Yisrael, Tzrichin, Livashea, Vachosim, Shemeh Tfilah. Right, mikan ve'elech kol echad ve'echad may be sefer Torah b'sof beso, and everybody would bring their own sefer Torah from their houses, the korei bo, and they would lane from it and show it off. V'kol kachlama kedei laharos chazuso l'rabim, to show off the beauty in public. Rashi says, shall sefer Torah v'noi, to amar mar ze keli v'anveh, with not the fun of a mitzvah. Sefer Torah na'a, tzitz is na'a. Right, something arrived from here. That it's okay to show off your estrog. It's okay to look how beautiful. It's okay. They did it on Yom Kippur. They would look at this beautiful Torah that I have. Now, it doesn't say that the adornments are beautiful. That's a separate aspect of Zekei Levi Anveihu, right? A crown and a beautiful cover with golden thread, right? And velvet. That's a separate kiyum of Zekei. The Torah itself is beautiful, right? The tzitzis themselves are beautiful. Get more expensive beged, and it's interesting that tzitzis, there's no mitzvah to have tzitzis. The mitzvah is the strings, right? It's the strings, not the beged, right? Get more beautiful that. So that itself is beautiful. Forget the other adornments, right? It's the Torah itself. They show it off. Okay, next. Here we go. We're now going to discuss the mitzvah of Hakel, right? Mitzvah of Hakel. So what's the mitzvah of Hakel? Every 7 years on... Really, the year after Shemitah, which is every 7 years, because Shemitah is every 7 years, it's the year after Shemitah on Sukkot, everybody would come to Yerushalayim. Anashim, Nashim, Vatath, everybody. Anyway, the men are there for Sukkot. The women and children would come as well. What's the reason for this? Sefer Chinuch says it's basically a booster shot. It's a booster shot of Achdus and Torah, and it's supposed to be, you know, that's basically what it is. Right? Every 7 years, you have a gathering of all Klal Yisrael. That's a tremendous event, and it was supposed to last for 7 years.
It's the 8th year or the 7th year?
It's the 8th year, but it's every 7 years. It's the eighth year of the Shemitah cycle. It's year one of the Shemitah cycle. It's every year one. They call it also called year eight. So it's every 7 years, and it's a booster shot. So the Mishnah says, just before we get, okay, you know what? We'll say the Mishnah and then we'll talk. Parshas HaMelech. Now, the Mishnah starts off Parshas HaMelech, right? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the melech is the one who is involved in mitzvah hakel. That he's going to read the Torah in front of the whole Klal Yisrael. Doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. Doesn't say that, right? You can check. It doesn't say it. Trust me, it doesn't say it. So where did we come to the melech? So Rashi says over here, Rashi says that the reason why it's the melech is because the melech, Rashi says it, it's in the Rashi of Shnemar Mikes Sheva, Pesov Sheva Shanim Va'osa Kriya Al Yad Melechi, Kidatani b'sifri parshas hamelech es mishnah Torah hazos in korin b'yom ha'akel el mishnah Torah. Since the melech had a second Torah and he called it mishnah Torah and at hakel we lay mishnah Torah. So you see, it's the melech. That's what Rashi says. Who else? I believe it was the Yireyim and the Smag say it's a Mesorah from the Nevi'im by the Yoshiyahu HaMelech. It's a story there in Malachim Beis. We have a Mesorah, it's the Melech. And the Chizkuni says, because the Pasuk says, Tikra Es HaTorah, in the singular. So who else could it be? Who else is singular? Can't be the Kohen Gadol for various reasons. So who else is it? Only person it can be is the Melech. The process of elimination is the Melech. Okay, either way, it's the Melech. Anyway, Parshas HaMelech, the Parshas of the Melech, Ketan. Motzi Yotav Rishon Shal Chag. On the eighth day, on Motzi Yontif Rishon, on Motzi Yontif of the first day of Sukkot, be Chag, right? Rishon Chag, Chag and Sukkot, b'Shmini, in the eighth year, be Motzi Shviyas, which is Motzi Shviyas, Osin lo bima shall eight, ba'azara, they made a big bima of wood in the Azara, v'hu Yoshev Aleha, and he would sit there, Shenemar miketz shev ashanim b'moed. Chazan HaKnesses, the Chazan, the guy in charge, the Gabbai over there, Notol Sefer Torah, took a Torah, v'nosin lo Rosh HaKnesses. He gave it to the chief Gabbai. V'Rosh HaKnesses, nosin lo Sgan. He gave it to the second Kohen Gadol in command. V'nosin lo Kohen Gadol, who gave it to Sgan, nosin lo Kohen Gadol. He gave it to the Kohen Gadol. V'Kohen Gadol, nosin lo Melech. He gave it to the Melech. V'Melech Omeid, the Melech stood up, u'makabel, he received the Torah, v'korei Yoshev, and he read it sitting down. Because, as we said, a Melech is allowed to sit down in the Azara. Agrifas HaMelech Omeid V'kibil V'kora Omeid. He did it, Agrifas HaMelech, he did it standing up. Who's Agrifas HaMelech? He's Agrippa. He was a son or a grandson of Herod, who wasn't really Herod to be a Melech. He wasn't from Beis Yehuda. He was from Herod. But he was a Melech anyway. We're going to talk about him on Amud Beis. Oh, he stood up. V'shimchuhu Chachamim, and the Chachamim praised him for standing up. U'kishigia l'lo sucha l'aseis alecha ish nachri. When he read the pasuk of, and in Parshas Kitete, Shoftim over there in the end, and you shouldn't put a nachri as a melech, zilgu ein of dima. He started to cry. He's not a melech. Now, the Ben Yehuda says, wait a minute, but the beginning of that pasuk is som tosim alecha melech. Why didn't he cry then? Right? So the Ben Yehuda says, no, because that's an asay. Nobody cries from asays. Los asay already, people are all upset. But he didn't cry from that asay. Anyway, Amrlo, no, al tizyori agrifas. Don't worry, agrifas. Achinu ata. You're our brother. Rashi says his mother was Jewish. Tosfa says that's not. Others say no. His mother was Jewish. His mother couldn't have been Jewish because the Gemara says that there are no survivors from the Beit Chashmonai. They're all dead. So if his mother was Jewish, what's he doing here? He shouldn't have survived that lineage. So such kash on Rashi. Others say no. They were just
no male survivors.
What?
There were no male survivors.
There were no female survivors. The last female, she committed suicide. She jumped off the roof. She said, "I'm the last descendant of Herod." There's a Gemara there about that, or a Medrash. So what's going on here? So others say no. They were just yesing him. Right? You're our brother. Yeah. Don't worry about it. And we're going to see in a minute. That's Chanifa flattery. We're going to have a whole omelet about flattery. Anyway. Achinu ata ve'kar mitchilas elu dvar mad shema. They read from there, from the beginning of the Torah until Shema. Shema v'hayim Shemoa aser to aser, which is about now that we finish a Shemitah year, the halachas of Maisers kick in again. They were off for a year. I have to remind everybody about that. Kisicha aser, right, about Maiser. Parshas Hamelech brachos uklalos atchigamar kol parshas. Brachos Kohen Gadol Mavarichosan Hamelech Mavarichosan. Whatever the king, whatever the Melech did, the Kohen Gadol said on Yom Kippur. The king said the same thing over here. Elishinotzin Shel Regalim Tachas Mechilas Zavon. Instead of Mechilas Zavon, he would stick in a bracha about Regal. Okay, so is a machlokes Rishonim if Hakel is a mitzvah on each and every person or on Bezdin. The Rambam seems to say that it's a mitzvah on Bezdin. Because the Rambam says in Hilchas Chagiga, Paragim Halacha Aleph, mitzvah say lahakil es kol Yisrael. It's a mitzvah that say to gather every Jew. Not that every Jew should come, to gather every Jew. So it seems like it's a mitzvah on Bezdin, not on each individual person. The Yireyim, the other Rishonim say, no, it's a mitzvah on each and every person. The Rav Asher Weiss says that Itana Machlokas, everybody holds it's a mitzvah on Bezdin, and everybody holds it's a mitzvah on every single person. Everybody holds that. What's his? And he says, why did the Rambam say it like that? Because he was copying the way the pasuk says it, Hakel. So really, he says, he says over here that Harry Poshit Demutal Al Rosh Ha'am Lahakal Sa'am Kimavur Ach B'Vadai Mode Kule Alma. Everyone agrees the Yesh Mitzvah Gam Al Kol Echad V'Echad Lehishtatef B'Mayim Mitzeh K'Mashe Kotzav Achinuch The Kol Mishal Lo Bol Lahakal Mevatal Mitzvah Sasei V'Yisod Hadavar The Mitzvah Zeh Yesh Chalakim Shonim Lahakal To Do It Lahakal To Come Yourself Likro Mitoach Sefer Torah V'Chol Zeh Mitzvah Achas. What's his raya? His raya is, there's a Gemara in Kedushin that says, what are the mitzvahs I say, Shazman Grama, that women are chayiv in, and hakel's on the list? So what do you see? It's a mitzvah on every single person. Right? However, we're gonna see another way to look at it. What's the raya of the ones who say that the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah on Beth Din? Because the Gemara, we all know this Gemara. The Gemara says, why are the women brought? L'shmoa. Why do the children come? To bring schar to the ones who bring them. That seems to imply, it's not a mitzvah on each individual person. The ketanim get no mitzvah to show up. The women really get no mitzvah to show up. What's pshat? They just get other ancillary schars. Right? So you have two rights going both ways. Two gemaras going both ways. You have the gemara in Kedushin that it's not a mitzvah to say, it's a mitzvah to say, it's a man grab, but women are still chayiv in it. The other one is matzah. And you have this thing about the schar. Now, the Gemara in Kedushin asks, if not for the fact that you have matzah and hakel are shnei ksuv mabom ke'echad, if you didn't have that idea, right? Because women are not mechiv and other mitzvahs zeh shazman gramas, these two are special, right? So what would I say? I would say as follows: if not for hakel, I would have the following kal v'chomer. If Ketanim are brought. If Ketanim have to be brought to Hakel, then surely Nashim have to be brought. It's Kal v'Chomer. The Gemara asks that question. So what do you see? Shekzu Bonke Echadei Melamdin. But if not for that, I would have a Kal v'Chomer. If Ketanim have to be brought, then certainly Nashim have to be brought. This implies that there's a mitzvah on each and every person. So what are we doing with the Schar? So the answer is, right, what about the schar? The schar memory seems to imply it's not a mitzvah on each and every person, but based on the Gemara's question about the Kal v'Chomer, it seems it is. So the answer is as follows. Zman Grama is not a patur. I have to put on tefillin, right? What if I don't have tefillin? So I don't have tefillin, I'm an onis. I have a patur, I'm potter. If I'm an onis, I'm potter. That's not what Zman Grama is. Zman Grama is not a patur. It's what? It's not in the parish at all. It's like a Yisrael wanting to duchen. I'm potter from duchening because I'm not a Kohen? No, it's not my mitzvah at all. That's how you look at Zman Grama. Maybe that's why the Rambam holds. Maybe they don't make a bracha, women. Because it's not that it's a patur. It's legamri not, they have no shaykhs. But the Torah says the hakel they're included. The answer is because when Bezdin is going to be mitzvah somebody to do a mitzvah, they can only be mitzvah somebody if they're in the parsha. They can't be mitzvah somebody out of left field, not in the parsha. Same thing with women. Same thing with children. What do you see from here? It's not necessarily a mitzvah on each and every individual. It could stay on the Bezdin. There's another way to look at it. Okay. Fine. Now the Gemara. So the Gemara says b'shmini sal gadaitach. Wait a minute. It said matzah. It said b'shmini b'matzah shviyas. So that word shmini really is extra. Shmini matzah shviyat. Is that the same thing? So now you're saying it's shmini atzeres? Is that what the Gemara is asking? So the Gemara says, no. Shmini sokadach no ena bishminis. No, it means in the eighth year. In the eighth year. Yes, it's the same thing as matzah shviyat. The Gemara says, v'chol hani lamali. Why do we need so many indications when hakel is supposed to be? Matzah shviyat, chat, so many. So the Gemara says, tzrichi, the ikas of rachmana miket. Had it only said miket. Havamina, I would have thought, nimnu mihashta. Right now, Moshe is giving the parashat of a yelich. Right now, do hakel. So therefore, v'afakaf to lo misarim b'shmita, even though it's nothing to do with shmita. So you know what? Kasev rachmana shmita. Had to say shmita, the Torah. V'kasev rachmana shmita. Had it only said shmita, I would have thought, b'sov shmita. At the end of shmita. Right? Erev Rosh Hashanah is the last day of the year. Do hakel right now. Kasev rachmana b'moed. That's why the Torah said b'moed. If it only would have said b'moed, havamina, I would have thought me'rei shata. So at the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah, by the way, is also called a moed. Right? Parshas Moadim, Rosh Hashanah is on the list. So Rosh Hashanah is also called a Moed. Therefore, Kazav Rechmana Bechag HaSukkis. Therefore, the Torah says, Chag HaSukkis. Because of Rechmana Chag HaSukkis, if it would only been Chag HaSukkis, I would have thought, Afilu Yantav Achron. Even at the end of Sukkis. Hoshana Rabbah too. Sukkis. Kazav Rechmana Bevo Kol Yisrael. Therefore, the Torah says, when all Yisrael comes, Maschalta de Moed, at the beginning of the Moed. So Rashi says, so then why don't you do it on the first day of Sukkis? What are you waiting until Matzah Sukkis? Matzah Yontif, do it on the first day. So Rashi says, it's impossible. You can't build the Bima. You can't build the Bima on Yontif. So build it before. So Rashi says, you can't build it before. You know why? Because it's going to take up space. It's very crowded. So therefore Rashi says, you have no eight, so you do it Matzah Yontif. Tosfos says, wait a minute. Who made up this rule that the Bima is so vital? So you don't have a Bima. That's going to push off a mitzvah to say daraisa. So Tosfos says, by the way, the word b'moed is extra, because if anybody told me it's on Sukkis, it's what I need b'moed for, right? I know it's on Sukkis. He said b'moed teaches me it's not Rosh Hashanah. And how do I know it's then what did he say? How do I know it's on the beginning Sukkis, Chag HaSukkis? So what do I need b'moed for? B'moed is totally extra. So Tosfos says no, it's b'moed. It's on the moed, but not the first day. When's it the Moed, but not the first day? Second day. And what about the third day? Tosfos says, no. The Gemara says, Bevo Kol Yisrael. So where do you have this? Everyone's there, but it's not the it's been Moed. The Moed's already started. So it's day number two. What? Yeah, for Tzibur, for Tzarech, yeah. Now, Tori Evan says, Rashi also holds that such a concept as Rizu Magdim and Lemitzvahs. Rizu Magdim and Lemitzvahs should push off this issue of the Bima. Right? So Tori Evan says, Rashi, it must be pshat that first of all, some say that the Bima was so vital because without it, nobody could hear it. Nobody could hear the laning. So it's mamish, without the Bima, this mamish is not going to be a mitzvah. Also, that zman, there's no Esher. There's no options. We're left with no options. That's the machlokes say Rashi and Tosfos, how you get to the, why it's on the first day, why it's on the second day or the first night. Yeah. Okay. Next. The Chazan HaKnesses, not to say for Torah, but not to Rosh HaKnesses. Shmaas mina cholkin, we had this yesterday. Shmaas mina cholkin kavod l'makom, l'talmid b'makom harav. You can give kavod to the other Talmud in front of the Rav. The Gemara says, why? Because you're handing off the Torah in front of the Kohen Gadol waiting for it. And you're handing it off to him. So Amar Abaye, no, kulo mishum kvod l'hamelech. It's all for the Melech. It takes, right? When it takes so many people to get to the Melech, get so many underlings, such a shevach to the Melech, right? The Melech Omed u'mekabel v'kori Yosef agrifas the Melech Omed v'kori v'kibel v'kori v'omed Omed mechal to Yosef. So from the virtue of the fact that he was standing, you could see that he could sit. Omar Mar in Yeshiva Bazar El Malchit is bezdav b'vad. Shneur v'yavu Melech dav v'yoshev l'nei Hashem v'yomar. Kedamar of Chista Bazar Nashim ba'ezras Nashim hachanai ba'ezras Nashim in Ezras Nashim. What? Yeah, he's agreed with the Melech. So, Melech is based David. But now we're going to say right here that b'shabchuhu chachamim. Shabchuhu, they praised him. Michlal shaper Ovid. He did the right thing by standing up. Now we're going to take an opposite approach. The Amar of Ashi afilu mandamir nasi shemachal kvodo kvodo machol. Melech shemachal kvodo in kvodo machol. He's not allowed to stand up in Azara. He must sit down. Because since he's a melech, he's allowed to. He must. And if he stands up, it's a lack of kavod. Shenemar som tasem alecha melech, shetei imasa alecha. Mitzvah shiny. For mitzvah, he's allowed to be mochel on his kavod. So first of all, Rabbi Chanan says, wait a minute. If the whole purpose of melech not being mochel on his kavod is to be an ema for the melech, so then why can't he be mochel? He has an ema for himself. What kind of reason is that? The answer is, says Rabbi Chanan, because it's an ema on the malchus, not on the individual person. That he can't be mochel. He can't be mochel the title. He can be mochel his own kavod, ain't a chenami, but he can't mochel the title. He's a melech. No, in stam, in general, melech. What about him? Before we get to him, what is mitzvah shiny? Mitzvah's different. So Tosfos says that the mitzvah here is for kavod hashchina, for kavod haTorah, But there's a Gemara that when the Melech was walking down the street and there was a Kala coming, a Kala or a Talmid Chacham coming, and the Melech let them cross in front of the procession, how could he do that? It's a Melech not allowed to be Mochel on his Kavod. So the Gemara answers, and it was at a crossroads. So nobody really knew that he was doing that. So it was okay. But for Kavod HaTorah, for here, for the Kavod HaKel, he could be Mochel on his Kavod. Mitzvah shiny. So the Be'er Sheva says, well, wait a minute. Isn't Kavod HaTalmid Chacham the greatest, right? The greatest thing of all? To let a Talmid Chacham go first? So why isn't that a mitzvah shiny? So the Be'er Sheva, that's this long talk, that talks about that case with the procession. There's a story that Rabbi Yochanan, that they went to some Tanoim at a party, and Rabbi Yochanan was serving them. How could he serve them? You can't be Mochel on Kavod, he's not being Mochel on his Kavod. The answer is no. They had the din of Nesiim, enough he can. It's mashma that even that for a Melech they were not, even if they're at a party. So, but the Talmid Chachamim, why not? So the Be'er Sheva says that you have to be mechalik between mitzvahs Kavod HaTorah and Kavod HaShechina that are in the Torah, like Hakel, and that are not in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah they have to be Mishan, which is Talmid Chacham. It doesn't say that. It's a drasha, but it doesn't say that. That's the only way, otherwise it's very Shavar and Tosas. What kind of chiluk that is. So who is Agrifas? So Agrifas, like I said before, it's a whole shayla who he was. Well, we know who he was. Rashi says his mother was Jewish. Tosas says can't be that he was Jewish. He had to have both parents were Jews. We would never allow otherwise a person to be a melech. We would never allow somebody to be a melech if both his parents weren't Jewish, if they didn't have pure lineage. And that was and he wasn't Malchus based off it anyway. Right? He sort of took it by force, but he was a decent person. The question is, how could Rechavim be a melech? Wasn't his mother Naama HaAmonis? She was. That was his mother. In case we chazer over our Malachim Aleph, she was. How could he be the melech? His mother wasn't Jewish. Even if she was a Gioris, doesn't make a difference. What? No, but his mother and his father were Jewish. It goes by your mother, it doesn't go by your great-great-grandmother. That's okay. Rechavim's mother was a guy. She was a Gioris. So how could he be the Melech? So the answer is, you have to say this answer. Who says this, Pshat? Forgot who says it. The answer is, who says it? Sorry, I don't remember who said it. The answer is, we only say this rule that you need pure lineage when there is his chadges of a Melech. Ben achar ben, we don't say that rule. So David HaMelech already passed the test. So Shlomo was okay, his mother was not. Now, Agrippas is starting this whole new thing now. Agrippas is starting. A whole new... See, his mother wasn't Jewish, according to Tosos. And therefore, she wasn't. Well, he couldn't be the Melech. That's what Tosos says. Now, Kishagia lo sucha lo. That's when he reached that pasuk. So the Gemara says, Tanam Eshmeder of Nassim Ba'osa Shah and his Chayiv Usoni Yisrael Kliya. At that point, everybody in Klai Yisrael was Chayiv for destruction. You know why? Shachanifa lo lagrifas. Because they gave him Chanifa. They told him, don't worry about it. Right? Now, the Makar for Chanifa is lo sachanifu es ha'aretz. It's a very unusual way to say, don't flatter people. Don't flatter the land. Lo sachanifu es ha'aretz. It's in Parshas Maaseh. There are Rishonim that held that was one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. The Yireim, Smad, Rav Palti Gaon said it's an issue of Chil Hashem, but the Rambam does not count it as a mitzvah. It's not one of the 613 according to the Rambam, according to the Chinuch, but according to other Rishonim it is. Right? Flattery, terrible midah. Now, from now till the end of the parable, we're going to talk about flattery. Amar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Miyom Shegavar Agrufa, Shel Chanufa, the day that the power of flattery was strong, Nisavthu Hadinim, the judgments became perverted, Veniskalkalu Hamaisim, all actions became ruined, Ve'ein Adam Yochalom Lechavero Maisi Gedol Matecha. No one would ever say, why don't you take Musa for me, follow my approach, I'm doing the right thing, you're really not. It was impossible to say that, because the whole world was all topsy turvy. Everybody would give people false accolades. The whole thing was crazy. It's a crazy world. So nobody knew who was good and who was not, because everybody was lying to everybody. Darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Ma'arafa, Vitam Rav Shimon Pasi, Mutter l'hachnef for Rishayim b'olam hazeh. It's mutter to be machnef for Rishayim b'olam hazeh. You hear this? Shenemar, lo yikra od l'novel nediv Don't call the novel a little in a div. Don't call the novel in a div a treasured person. Ula kili will enter a low life. Lo yomar shav mechlal de ba'ol mazeh shari. In the future, you can't do that, but ol mazeh you can do it. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, I don't have to look at it because we're running out of time. Rabbeinu Yonah says that's only if you don't flatter him by telling him that his averus are mitzvos, and it's only because you're afraid of the guy. So you tell him, okay, you try to find his milus. Everybody has milus, almost everybody. We can find something good to say. That's what you can give him praise about. You can't tell him his averus are good. Yeah, it's good that you did that. It's good that you did. You know, it's not really us, sir. That you can't do, and only because you're afraid of him. That's this very narrow heter here to give flattery. Rishon ben Lakish Amar Mehacha, another pasuk by Yaakov and Esav, Kiros Pnei Elokim Vatirteini. That Yaakov mentions to Esav, by the way, you're like Hashem, you're like a malach, he says to Esav. Right? Pligid Rav Levi, Dam Rav Levi. No, Rav Levi says he wasn't flattering Esav. He was saying, Moshe Shal Yaakov Esav, Lama Davar Doma, La'adon Shazimen Es Chaveiro. Two people are invited to a party. Guy invites his friend to a party, Hikerbo Shemavake Shalhargo. And he wants to kill him. So what is the potential victim here? He sees the guy wants to kill him. What does he say? Amalo, oh, Tam Tavshel Zeh. You know what this meat tastes like? It tastes like Shani Torim Ketavshel Shetamati Beis HaMelech. It's like a habit of the palace. So the guy says, oh, you know the palace? You're friends of the king? I better stay away from you. They'll come after me. Right? So that's what Yaakov says to Esav. You're like a malach. Esav says, you saw a malach? You saw a malach? Oh, wow, I better stay away from you. That's all it was. Amar Yadol HaMalcha, you know the king? Mistafi, he got afraid. V'lok Katalei. Amar Rabbi Lazar, call Adam Sheish Bo Chanufa. Whoever has flattery, maybe af la'olam. It brings anger into the world. Shenemar, v'chanifi lev yasimu af. V'lo'ov, not only that, el she'ain tfilos and nishmas, his tfilos aren't heard. Shenemar, ki yishavu ki yasarim. We can do a few more lines because it's easy here. Simin af, avor, gehenem, biyado, nida, gola. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, call Adam Sheish Bo Chanufa. Whoever has flattery, afilu ovrin shebemei iman mekalin aso. Even the babies in the womb curse you. Shenemar, omol l'rasha tzadik ata, yikvuhu amim. The amim will yakvuhu, v'yam yaz amuhu l'umim. V'ein kov el klala, the word kov is a klala. Shenemar lo kov akel, like by Balak. V'ein l'um el abu uvrin. And the word l'um means a baby in the womb. Shenemar, ul'om ul'om yamotz. V'omar b'lazar, call adam sheish b'chanufa, nofel b'gehenem. Whoever has chanufa falls into gehenem. Shenemar, oi a'omrim l'ra tovel, tov ra. Mak zivachrov, l'chein, ka'ochel kash, lashon eish, v'chashash l'hava yirape. So we'll stop over here. One second, one more line. Amar v'lazar, call amachnev l'chaveiro, sof nofel b'yado. V'nofel b'yado, v'nofel b'yado, nofel b'yado. I'm sorry, we'll stop here. Okay, we'll stop here. More about Chanufa, then tomorrow we will get into the new perek, and we will one more week, and everybody have a very good Shabbos.